Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. I'm Cass. Hayden's here.
Hello.
How you going?
Yeah, good.
Sick. And today we are joined by Jackson Bailey.
Yeah!
Fuck, I should have done that.
Yeah, that's the best. Yeah.
Yeah!
Let me try.
Okay.
I'm not up to it, guys. Sorry.
That's okay. It's a hot day.
And today we're talking Butchie Boys.
Great bug.
Great bug. Yes, also, yeah, I think bug. Butchie Boys is a, I think specifically maybe Victorian or Melbournean name for them.
Surely you've looked up the list of all the different names for the Butchie Boys.
Yeah, fucking, there's some goodies.
Should we launch into it?
Let's get straight into it because it's the
most
best.
Common is like pill bugs.
Yeah, but there's some fucked
roly polies. They call them. There's little freaky little bugs that when you poke them, they roll up into a ball.
I've read that list before. I assume you've seen it too.
Yeah.
Let's see, because obviously there's a bunch of ridiculous names. Let's say some names. Mm-hmm. That might be on the list.
Okay, well, I am cheating because I did look at the list 45 minutes ago.
Well, I'll do it then. I feel like it's going to be one called like a granny lumper. Like,
a granny lumper is good.
Yeah.
Lumper?
Yeah, I think put granny lumper there. That's my bet.
There is, I know some people call them like cow bugs or something because there's one of the types of, there's a million types of them.
Yeah.
Which, what's the point? They look the same. Who gives a shit? Just call them one thing. They're like a cow. They're called sow something.
Do they look like cows?
But there's a cow sort of motif going for
them.
They
do. I get it. They're cow-like.
If they were big, they'd be huge.
That is true. If they were big, they would be huge.
No, you're right. I get it.
Because if they were big, they wouldn't be medium.
Even if they were big, they're not huge.
Yeah.
Like a stick insect. If a stick insect was big,
If an ant was big, it wouldn't be huge. If these guys were big, they'd be huge.
Yeah, or like a daddy long legs. If that was big,
wouldn't be huge.
It wouldn't be huge. It'd be like kind of medium.
But like a cow, if that was small, that would still kind of be medium.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But like,
whereas a big snake, if you made that small, that'd be tiny.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
If I think of something that's big, but if you made it small, it would stay big.
I think
Elephant?
An elephant, yeah.
Or like a blue whale or something.
Yeah. They still, same with Butchie Boy. They're like, that is a big, small thing.
Yeah.
I find it so just cool and in a dorky way that the blue whale is the biggest animal to ever live in all of the history of Earth.
Yeah, I think
Earth,
that's sick, too.
And like, we happen to be
bigger than
out.
Dinosaurs and stuff?
Bigger than all the dinosaurs.
That's sick, dude. That
There's
rocks.
Not a bigger thing that's ever lived on the whole Earth, and there used to be fucking heaps of big shit. They used to all be big.
We got the biggest,
and we got the biggest. It used to be megafor when there was more oxygen in the atmosphere. It was way easier to be gigantic. And they're still making it work in a less oxygen-rich environment.
Yeah, they went back in the water.
Yeah.
That's so
awesome.
Got
all big.
Did you know?
Yeah.
Blue whale.
Yeah.
Asshole.
Yeah.
Only the size of a grapefruit.
Holy shit.
Damn. They poo liquid, I think.
Yeah, that makes
sense.
Well,
they need krills. That's pretty big, really.
It swims through the...
Yeah. Only the size of a grapefruit. So, like about this, like the size of this doily right here.
Yes, okay.
Yeah,
just for context,
for the viewers at home.
Jackson picked up a doily that is approximately the size of a grapefruit.
It's just interesting to imagine that's a whale's arsehole. Like,
yeah, that's interesting.
It could be, you know, it's right there.
Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, a blue whale would be big if you made it big. I mean, small.
Yeah. And if you made a blue whale, but I think if you made
what if you made a blue whale big? That'd be
If you made up. A blue whale big, I don't think it would be that big. You know what I mean?
Because it's already big.
Hate you guys.
It's already
what
big.
What the fuck are you doing?
If you made a blue whale big It's like there's a ceiling to big.
Yeah.
And it takes a long time before you get to that next big echelon.
It's like how, like, you're like, oh, a billion years, and then you're like 10 billion years. Yeah. You're like, to me, that's the same.
It's the same.
I can't fathom 10 times more than a billion.
Do you know, yeah, because...
And if you think you can, you can't.
Of course.
Shut up.
Yeah.
If you made a butchie boy big, that's huge. And a butchie boy is a tiny big thing. But yeah, if you tried to make a whale bigger, I'd be like, that's just a big whale.
It's just big. Like, yeah, exactly.
That's a big whale. It's nothing special.
It's
not huge. I mean, it is huge, but if you tried to make it bigger, I'd be like, that's a big whale.
You were saying I can't comprehend like a billion to like 10 billion.
Yeah.
How much do you reckon you can comprehend? What's your limit?
Numbers?
Yeah. I don't think I can do 100, really.
Okay.
I'll be honest with
yes,
you.
Yes, you can.
I think if you say 100 people, I think I'm struggling. I think I'm imagining like 70.
Okay, if I said a deck of 100 cards, do you reckon you could approximate the size of that?
No.
Okay. Well, here's a little chip for you. One deck of cards is approximately 50.
Okay.
Well, Do you think you can imagine two decks of cards?
I can picture two decks of cards.
Well, then there you go.
Okay, but that's cards.
Well, that's still the number.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know what? You could look.
There is two decks of cards on the table.
I could comprehend 100.
You can look at them and be like, okay, that's 100 cards.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Okay. Yeah. Maybe.
It's fun to be like reverse Rain Man.
Dry Man. Sun Boy.
I don't know how many things there are.
How many is that?
What the fuck
is going on? Is that a million?
God, there's got to be more than
could be.
Two.
Someone's okay, what's seven and a thousand cards on the table right now. The fuck's going on?
Yeah, if you didn't know how many cards were in a deck of cards, you're looking at a deck of cards right now. Guess.
Honestly, boy, it's hard because I know 50
I would say 52.
Yeah.
I think there was like 100 in there.
You reckon you looked at that, that'd be like 100?
I feel like I've seen a collection
of... How do you work that out?
Yeah, what's your process? Yeah.
I'm looking at it and I'm like, how many things does that look like is there?
Yeah, but then from that... So you okay? So that's
are we all guessing? Isn't
fair
that
enough? Well, yeah. I just didn't know if you had a system.
What I would do is I look at the width of one,
yeah,
and I kind of go, okay, maybe that's 10, and then I'd be like, how many 10s fit in there?
Oh, I see.
And then I'd be like, I could probably fit 10. I'd probably guess 120. If I'm I wouldn't.
See, 50 looks like 100 sometimes.
50 does look like 100 sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, then okay. Well, if maybe 500 is not my limit, I don't know what my limit is. What about you? Where do you reckon? Do you reckon you can comprehend 1,000 things?
I showed
you 1,000 marbles.
Yeah.
Do you reckon you would look at that and be like, that's probably around 1,000?
Yeah, I think so.
What about
really?
5,000? If I showed you 5,000 marbles,
yeah,
find a big tub of marbles, and I said,
"You are looking less confident."
Yeah, well, I
brought my
times.
Marbles into the studio.
So you bought a big tank of marbles, and you go, "How many is that?"
Yeah, and it's 5,000 marbles.
But I don't know that.
You don't know that. Do you reckon it would? This is such an insane question. If I showed you 5,000 marbles, but you didn't know it was 5,000 marbles, would it look like? 5,
well, there's this cool
marbles?
Thing actually where there's like this like. Cool phenomenon, which if you get 100 people or 1,000 people to guess how many marbles are in a jar,
yeah,
and then you average out all the answers, you get really close.
Oh wow!
So
okay.
Like, there's like this like weird herd knowledge,
yeah, yeah,
and like, yeah, it becomes a bell curve of what it probably is. And the other fun thing is, it works even if everyone's drunk. That's a fun fact that I know.
That's really nice. Because I was going to say, that is like a very famous game that people used to do. They'd be like, how many X's in the Y?
Yeah, yeah.
And you'd have to guess. And then if you won, you got the whole thing. And it's not like
ask a whole big group of people and average out the answers. You get really close.
Wow. That's really nice.
Yeah.
See, we're helpful people.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'd obviously be right in the middle of the bell curve.
Yeah, of course,
with exactly the right answer.
I'd take in my top of marbles. You'd be like, 5,000.
How many marbles? If we're talking normal size, small marbles, not any.
Yeah, there's no variations in the sizes.
How big would the tub be?
Well, you can tell us, can't you? Because you'd know. Yeah.
Imagine 5,000 marbles, something you're capable of.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now place them in a tub. It's of that size.
It's approximately like twice as big as a 2,500 marbles, okay. I would say. Give or take.
Smart. I'll tell you what I'm imagining.
I guess I can't comprehend it because I can't think of how big it would be. 1,000 I could get.
Then what? How much? How big?
1,000.
Compare it to a similar size thing that other people can hear.
A microwave.
A microwave of marbles is 1,000 marbles.
No, it'd be smaller than that. Well, it'd be, so that's 10. So 100's here. So 10. So it's actually not that many. All right. I reckon an A4 sheet of paper You could right?
fly 1,000 miles.
Wait. That's one dimension.
Okay. Yeah.
I'd say that's the size of the tub.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it's 2 inches tall.
That's 1,000
miles.
That's 1,000 miles.
How big are your marbles?
Standard marble size. Standard issue.
We just said.
I don't think that's right.
That is right.
I think that's crazy.
Yeah.
You give me that specific tub, that's like 100 marbles.
That's 100?
100. Here's the thing. 100's not that many.
I am reverse right now.
I was looking at the Wikipedia page for numbers.
Oh, yeah. Go on.
And each Wikipedia page up to 1,000, I think, has its own full dedicated page.
That's awesome.
That rocks.
Just because there's enough to talk about with a number.
Yeah. That's fabulous.
And then past 1,000, it just has a big old list.
That's shocking.
And I think it lists every number, but it's hard to tell.
Yeah.
You can't sort of search for what's not there. So I was like, is there a one that's not even mentioned because it's such a boring number? But then, if that was the case, that would be interesting, so you'd make a thing.
Yeah,
about
absolutely.
It. So they probably have every number.
It feels weird to stop at 1,000. I guess you got to pick an arbitrary point, but like 1,001, that's interesting.
That's true.
Like 1,001 is an interesting number.
Yeah, that's there's 1,001 cool jokes in a lot of joke books.
Yeah, well, and also I think, because 1,000 is your stock standard, that's a lot of things, right?
And then 1,001 is like,
whoa!
They've broken the threshold.
Yeah, hot dog.
Yeah.
I think it makes sense to stop at 1,000 because does another page happen for a million?
And oh, great question.
I imagine so. Yeah,
sure.
Because I feel like that's all the after you've gotten in English at least to 1,000.
Mm. Yeah.
Until you get to a million, you're just putting things together that you already know about.
Absolutely.
10,000, 100,000.
Yeah. Who cares?
Nothing new.
A million.
Nothing.
Well, who's this guy?
Oh, yeah.
There really is nothing new, but between 1,000 and a million, you're right. Yeah.
Interesting.
Anyway, but I was looking at the Wikipedia page for, and it was like the see more sort of thing, and it's like a little big list of the Wikipedia pages, and you look at 100 numbers from 0 to 100, and you're like, that's not that many numbers. I can read all these in an afternoon.
Yeah, but do you see how now that you were looking at 100 or something and you were shocked at the size?
Yeah, exactly. It's a lot of numbers.
You've just admitted.
Yeah, but now I know. That was put in the past, and now I've learned, and now I'm a numbers genius.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm like a proper Rain Man.
Would you guys like to know how close you were with your guesses?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we didn't.
Yeah, let's do it.
Didn't do the names. Okay, the names of Butchie Boys or Slater Beetles is another common one.
Gollybobkus could be one.
Gollybobkus, I think, could be one.
Yeah.
Okay. Kind of close.
It's crazy.
So I've gone specifically, so there's a bigger list
for,
because there are armadillo.
Oh, yeah, this is fucked.
Yeah.
This confused me. I can't, the word for the animal that this is has so many letters that are the same letters that I can't read it. My brain
That's
looks at
awesome.
It and they get all jumbled.
Armadillo.
It's like Armadillo Daily Day, and it's D-I-I-D-I-I-D-A-E or something.
That's a mess.
It's a big old
That's
mess.
Too much.
Armadillo D-Day.
Armadillo D-Day.
A-R-M-A-D-I-L-L-I-D. I-I-D-A-E.
Yeah, armadillo D-Day.
But then there's one. But then there's another type with an extra dill in there.
What, armadillo dilly D-Day?
Yeah. And then at the top of the Wikipedia article, it's like, not to be confused with the other one.
That's crazy.
And I looked at the words and I'm like, I can't tell the difference.
It's not happening.
Fucking
yeah, fair enough.
I mean, I could if I really tried, but I'm not.
No.
So you should have named this something
different.
You got to
take a stand somewhere in this life. Fair enough.
Fucking stupid scientist.
So these bugs, armadillo D-Days.
Not to be confused with armadillo dilly days.
No, not to be confused with armadillo days.
Armadillo days and armadillo D days.
Yeah. Wood lice are what they are. So when we're thinking of a Butchie Boy, that's a kind of wood lice.
Okay.
If you want to get more specific, armadillo D day.
Okay. All right.
So if I'm going on the wood lice, the more general one, it does confirm that Butchie Boy or Butcher Boy is the Australian mostly around Melbourne saying.
Oh, yeah.
Wikipedia confirms that it's here.
Yeah.
They're also known as armadillo bug, boat builder, cheese log.
Cheese log.
Cheesy bobs. Cheesy bug.
A lot of cheese related ones. Does it go in cheese?
I don't know. Chiggy pig, chisel pig.
Chiggy pig, I did enjoy. I don't remember. I only glanced at the list.
Yeah.
But Chiggy pig was one, and there was another one that stood out to me, but
Chucky
I want to spoil
pig.
It. But Chucky. Chiggy pig is good.
It's good.
Chiggy pig, Chucky pig, chisel pig, doodle chisel bug. Pig.
Yeah,
doodle bug's good.
Wonderful.
Grammar sow, hog louse.
Yeah, Hoglouse.
Hoglouse. Does it go on a pig? Is that what's going on here?
No.
Well, it's coming close to your pig theory.
Okay.
I think it was a cow theory, but that's okay.
Oh, right. I'm thinking a sow.
Yeah. Hey, how about this? A pig is medium but feels big. Is that something?
Yeah. Yeah, a pig feels big.
Yeah, a pig feels big. Like a big pig feels...
I'm thinking about like a boar, yeah. Like a wild hog.
Well, you see, sometimes you do see...
That's a medium thing, but that's... That's big.
You see a pig, it's a big medium.
You see a pig sometimes, and yeah, you're like, that's a big medium.
Like, it's really only as big as a dog, but...
But it's somehow much bigger. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's the density.
You know when you see those things in, like, sprite art in video games where they put all of the characters' details right to the edge of all the pixels? And you're like, wow, that character looks enormous.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
They're just using the very edges of the pixels, so they make it looks so much bigger than it looks like that. It's coming off the screen.
Yeah. That's a pig.
Have you guys been getting targeted TikToks about scary rave visuals?
No, no, I have not.
Oh, my God.
I haven't.
They're great.
I have been. I don't know. I've talked about this before.
Yeah.
And it's getting worse.
Okay.
And now it's infected the Shut Up A Second Twitter algorithm, which I don't use. Okay. I use it to post about episodes sometimes, but mostly I forget.
Yeah.
At Shut Up A Sec, if you want to give that a follow. Yeah, it's probably not worth it. Might start an Instagram, though. That might be good.
Yeah, do it.
Anyway, so basically I'm getting videos of people nearly dying or dying, but the video cuts off before they die. It's
Jeez Louise.
It's really
crazy.
I watched this video of, and she was fine, apparently, according to the comments, of this lady. She's putting out water bottles in an elevator, like pallets of water bottles.
Mm.
Oh, I've seen this.
And there's one, and the person she's putting in with in the elevator puts one of the, like a 24 pack in the door so the elevator doesn't close. And she picks it up from the door and puts it on top of the pile. And then the elevator door closes.
Yeah.
And I don't know where this is in the world or what this person's life is like, but they don't know what an elevator is. So they're trying to cram open the doors.
Oh my God.
They don't press any of the buttons.
Yeah.
They just manage to get the door open, but they open the door and it's, a brick wall.
Yeah.
Because the elevator's gone up. So then she slides down and gets in between the brick wall, the elevator, and shimmies down. And then the door closes behind her. And that's the rest. That's the video.
That's crazy. Like, I haven't
seen
this.
Why would you do that?
What the hell?
Oh, God.
The comments said she was fine.
That's
so
good.
That's all, the investigating that I'm doing.
I get it. You see a video like that, you go to the comments, somebody says they're fine, you're like, thank God. They knew.
They obviously know.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
Jesus.
Maybe that's like a community service you can do. You just comment on really scary videos saying, I know her, she lived.
That would be nice.
That'd be great.
That's a real, really good, that's a real hero move.
Yeah, absolutely.
You get nothing out of that, but.
Actually, they're fine. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You make someone not throw up.
It changes it in your brain to like a horrible traumatic thing you've seen. Or,
that's close what a call. Lucky break.
Lucky, lot of lucky lady.
Yeah, do your civil duty and get anytime you see a disturbing video.
Like, I know this guy, he's fine.
Yeah, actually.
A little shaken up, couple of bruises, but fine.
He's in hospital. He was in hospital for a week, but he's come out okay.
He fell off a cliff. Yeah.
He was like,
he got so lucky, dude.
He got so lucky, you got no idea, dude. What an
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
million.
I tell you what I think about a lot.
Yeah.
Is that you at least claim to edit videos to a montage of people falling off cliffs.
Yeah.
Why did you do that?
I don't know. The thrill, I think.
But you would do it while editing a podcast.
Yeah, well, I got to have something on in the background.
I don't think you...
Yeah, there's just sort of like a rush. I don't know.
None of them not lived, though.
Well, I don't know about that.
Actually, I did see that there's a comment. There's like, actually, I know all these guys. Yeah, and they were all fine. Really lucky.
Yeah. Well, that would often, yeah, I would try and check and in the car. It was the same thing. People would be like, they're actually fine. Yeah. So, you know. It's okay. Surprise. Like that video. Have you seen that video of the guy? And he's like on a, it's like a, what do you call it? Like a power glider.
Oh, yeah.
And as he takes off, it's like two guys. And as he takes off, the second guy realizes he's not strapped in and he slides off. And then he's just holding on with one arm to the like kind of weird triangle thing that you've got to hold on to. And they're just flying. They're just in the air.
Because you can't really control.
He can't drop and he can't climb back up because he's going to pull his whole body weight up.
Yeah.
And so they just do that for like 5 minutes as they slowly descend.
God damn.
Terrifying, but what a rush.
Did he live?
Apparently.
Yeah, I know him. He's fine.
I actually know that guy and he's doing awesome.
Yeah.
He was very lucky.
Not super stoked with paragliding anymore. Yeah.
No, that guy did live because you watch them land.
Yeah, you watch them live.
That one's stressful. But another video that shouldn't be stressful, but for some reason is it's another video of a guy. He's not paragliding, but he's flying one of those. You know, sometimes you see on TikTok, some guy's just got a contraption.
Oh, yeah. Big fan of a contraption.
I know exactly what contraption you mean as well. Yeah. Is it like a harness with a sort of built-in seat with a big fan on the back of it?
Oh, yeah.
That is the most contraption fucking
motherfuckers in a device.
That's a fantabulous machine. That's what that is.
Anyway, he's flying that. He's really high up. And then an eagle just comes and lands on it.
That's awesome.
Dude, but it's somehow also so scary.
I think I've seen a video of some man in a doohickey and he's like getting attacked by an eagle. And that's pretty fun.
Oh, that's scary too.
You know, he'll be fine.
Yeah.
Well, he's fine.
If you go to the comments, they say he's doing okay. Yeah, he's doing okay.
An eagle can't kill a man, I don't think.
No, but if you fuck up a device.
Yeah.
You can't. An eagle's not going to undo the mechanisms for the contraption.
You're in some kind of doodad.
Yeah. A doohickey can get fucked up by a talon.
Yeah. Those things are precise, man.
I don't think it has the know-how.
Yeah.
Of my machine?
It doesn't mean the know-how.
My fantabulous contraption?
Do you ever hear about that story?
Wait, shut up. Can we please do the list of bugs?
Let's get back to it.
I was up to the exciting one.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I wasn't. Oh, no, I was!
Actually, don't worry.
Yeah, actually, it sucks from here on out.
So, in Wales, one of the names is Granny Grey.
Oh,
so, Jackson.
Oh, you are. Is that Granny Gob or something?
There were some grannies in there.
Yeah.
Oh, was it Granny Gob? That's something like different.
Granny Gob.
Granny Gobs. Get some Granny. Speaking of Granny Gob.
Yeah, I saw this video.
Kind of.
Oh.
Not a porno.
No.
But I think I might have seen the beginnings of what will be like a meme.
Great.
Uh-huh.
Well, this is, yeah, okay.
I saw, like, my algorithm, just over the course of, it was just yesterday.
Yeah.
I got four separate videos from four separate accounts, and the gag was, hot guy wants to fuck an old woman.
That's the gag?
And I was like, yeah, that was kind of the, like, one was like, it was like, you know, an attractive TikTok guy, and it was like, when your girlfriend, when your girlfriend's grand says she needs more stuffing or something like that. And then he was doing the like hot guy lick his lips kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay.
And then
sure.
There was another one where it was like a lady being a sexy grandma. And I was like, and then it was like comedic as well.
Okay.
And I was like, is this the ground floor? Is this in like a month or two?
Well,
fucking grandmas is going to be the next funny bit for people to do.
I don't usually like doing this.
Yeah.
But we're recording this on the 7th of February, 2024, it'll probably come out in 4 to 6 weeks, which is when this meme will be red hot if it does take off.
Let's put it
so,
off.
So,
yeah.
Get in contact. Shut up a sec on Twitter.
Yep.
And maybe I'll met an Instagram by then.
Yeah, yeah.
Let us know.
Let us know.
Are we right?
Did I see the rumblings?
Does the algorithm know something about Jackson that Jackson doesn't know about himself? That's equally likely,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah. We'll find out what this episode forges.
It's trying something.
It's like, let's see if you
take.
It's fun when the algorithm tries something. You can kind of tell. You're like, it's like showing you a video and you're just like,
That's not.
Oh, you thought you did something.
You're trying something. Okay.
That demographic,
well, guess what?
But
I'm going past, brother.
Oh,
sorry,
yeah.
Al.
Do you ever get your TikTok feed or whatever try and give you fan cams of one celebrity and you're like, when has this ever worked on me?
No,
I don't get fan cams.
Oh my God, my
mine's too full of horrible, gruesome murders.
Every now and then,
or someone getting run over by a rogue tire.
Mine will be my
but
algorithm.
He was fine.
He's
okay.
Fine.
If you check the comments, they say he's doing awesome.
Watch the video today of a gas truck exploding.
Oh, and everyone lived though.
No, there's no chance.
No way.
I know the truck. He was fine.
Yeah, it's actually one of those trucks. It's actually designed to do that.
I think it's because I linger. I guess I linger.
Well, that's how they get you.
I know.
That's how they get you. Yeah,
and taking screenshots of things you think are funny.
Yeah.
It knows when you do that as
I didn't do that. I didn't do that.
Take a screenshot right at the moment of impact.
Yeah. Damn.
To share it or whatever. Mine at the moment is, for some reason, well, not for some reason, because I linger as well, sexy accounts, but then also spooky accounts.
Oh, yeah.
So
spooky
it'll be
accounts
like
is good.
Like a VHS filtered guy, and he'll be like, oh, I'm just going into my basement, and then there'll be like a tall, gangly creature or whatever, and I'll be like,
I do like those.
Spooky. Yeah, they're great. Fun. And then I'll scroll up and it'll be pornos.
Tell you what I actually have been getting recently.
Yeah.
And I'm really kind of enjoying it, but I can never interact with the account.
Yeah.
But it knows because I linger.
Yeah, of course.
There's an account on Instagram Reels called Fart Vibes. And it's just video compilations of funny farts.
That's awesome.
And I got to tell you, it's great.
Fart Vibes.
Fart Vibes. Shout out to Fart Vibes. A lot of it is there's a fun a joke you can do where you pretend to cover up your fart with a cop and then you obviously do it wrong. And there's some compilations of that. And there's each one is like 10. And each time is really funny. Because I go, I'm gonna cover up my fart. They go, ahem.
You've reminded me that maybe it was on Monday. Me and Dusha were trying to find like a trailer or something on YouTube on the company TV out there.
Yeah.
Somehow, I don't know what we put in. Something must have come up. Something suggested, and we were like, "That's funny."
Yeah.
And then it was like this account with no viewers, like maybe like one viewer, like no subscribers, and it was several videos that were just like. Fart pisses off angry wife. It was just filmed in a car.
Bro, tag Fart Vibes.
and it would be this wife, this like the kind of older lady, clearly like really angry at her husband. Yeah. And then he would fart and she'd be like, oh!
That's awesome.
It was like so.
Fart Vibes. Fart Vibes is also.
The algorithm reveals too much about ourselves, I think.
Do you know what? I got someone sent me a video recently of a compilation. Maybe it was a Fart Vibes video of people farting in front of their animals to scare them.
Oh,
yeah, that's
good.
On there.
That's
on
good
there.
Stuff.
What I don't like is what farms do.
Farms. That's what the fans are called.
Yeah,
I'm a farm.
I'm a farm. I'm a farm. Yeah, yeah.
What they do. So I'm trying to make take a composure.
You are crying.
I am crying a little bit because farts are so funny. But what they do, which I don't like,
right.
It's quite dishonest from Fart Vibes. So just get other funny videos and just put very obviously fake farts out there.
Oh, that's awful.
That's ridiculous.
I can't believe you still support them to
that's
this.
That's crazy.
I can't believe you're still a farb.
Yeah. But also it's still funny.
Wait, so they're just to get like a random video.
It's not random.
Will it be
right?
like a video of like somebody like I don't know doing like one of those big slides at a water park and then as they crest off they put a fart sound in? That would be my first instinct if I had to add farts to a prior
mine
video.
Would be to fake animals farting themselves awake.
Oh, great!
I think
choice.
What it was. I think there was a animal reactions to Fard's video, which I think is quite dubious.
Yeah.
But there was one video as part of a compilation.
Yeah,
this is what I was doing last night.
Okay.
One of the videos. There's a video of a guy who's using the disabled toilet, and then he puts his phone under the thing, and there's a guy in a wheelchair in the stall next to him, and he's like, and he's like, "Fuck, I fucked up."
Yeah,
this is that video, but it's just like next to, and it makes
no
sense.
That's crazy,
which I don't love.
Why would they do that?
I don't know. But then there was one of is his name James Charles? Anyway, video of him. Dancing and then doing a slut drop, and they just put a fart with a slut drop.
It's really funny that there's not
but then
heaps
I think they,
of them. It feels like they're trying to slip them in, like make their job easier.
Yeah.
Because, I mean,
The guys at Fart Fives HQ trying to slip some bias.
Imagine that's your job. You're like, I got to troll the internet for the best.
Do you reckon
they
get access to the creator fund on TikTok?
I would be, I think it's risky to be watching. I mean, you're going to get sexy fart content this way too.
That's what I was worried about.
That's definitely going to happen.
And also,
worried about
if I can't like,
because I got to sexy fart content through sexy content.
Oh no!
Accidentally.
How'd you go around the back?
I don't know. I was just like, oh yeah, that's a pretty person. That's a pretty person. Oh, yep. Oh, they're farting. Okay, they're farting on the camera. All right, I see.
I've never had that.
Oh god,
yeah, I was too deep.
I'm really actually quite
too long.
I'm quite pleased with myself that I've never been served up fart content, sexy fart content.
Yeah, you're.
That's nice. I'm proud of myself for somehow.
But I think as well, I got mad respect for the people getting off on farts.
It would be.
I think it's awesome.
I'm jealous of feet people.
Yeah.
There's pornos everywhere for you if you're a
absolutely
feet person.
Pornos outside.
Yeah.
Get on the beach. Oh my God. Everyone's naked.
Wazza.
That's what it feels like, I bet.
I think it's better probably to get horned up seeing a foot than get horned up by somebody accidentally farting on like the bus.
Oh yeah.
I think I would feel disgusting if somebody farted on the bus and I got horny.
And then you have to sniff the seat, obviously.
Oh, obviously.
Yeah. You
have
to.
Well, I'm not going to waste the opportunity.
Are the people who like farts into the smell or the sound?
I think both. From my understanding, yeah. It's all good.
I guess so, they love every element of it.
They love every bit of it. Oh, there's probably people, it's probably like people who really like balloons, where some people like popping them and some people like not popping them, just rubbing them. And probably some people love the sound but hate the smell. Some people love the smell. Yeah. I can't imagine hating the sound, but.
Yeah, it's funny.
How unfortunate. I want a silent but deadly, please. Can you cook that up for me?
That would be tricky. Because, like, if you're in it, if you're like in that lifestyle, you will have tastes.
Yeah, I guess so. You know? It was very fighter to fighter.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is there like moral quandaries in that? Like, if you are feeding your partner food that's going to make them fart bad.
Well, I think it's like any relationship. You know, if you
you got to trick them and mess with their diet to get what you want.
Yeah,
undercooked beans. Do you know you can cook the farts out of beans? Do you know that?
What?
Really?
Beans and lentils, if you cook them for long enough, they make you not fart.
That's crazy.
They make you not fart.
But they get rid of the farty.
Wow.
I don't know, protein.
How long do you have to cook them for?
Yeah.
Like a long time, I think.
Oh, okay. So it's like,
what's a long.
I don't know.
Like, are they going to be mush? Or
You're never doing it.
Can we get to the end of this list of bug names, please? This is the first thing we did.
Oh, right.
The episode's nearly over.
We'll get to.
Let's blitz them. Pill bug, potato bug, roll-up bug, roly-poly, Slater.
They seem pretty obvious.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
Slater's good. Where does Slater come from?
I don't know.
It's Scotland, Slater, Ulster, New Zealand, and Australia.
Wait, what? Oh, Kelly Slater, the surfer?
Yeah.
He punched a shark in the head, didn't he?
Yeah.
Really?
Cool. Yeah, punched a shark right in the face.
While
surfing.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
That's what you gotta.
And where's the nose located, sorry? Is it on the face?
Well, the shark's kind of all face, in a way.
That's kind of true.
Keep going. We'll get the shark together.
Sow bug.
We're up to S. That's most of the way there.
Wood bunter.
Wood bunter?
Yep.
Where's that from?
No. What's it called?
Nowhere?
No reference.
Oh,
no citation. Citation
someone's
needed.
Making up bug names.
Yeah.
Then we've got wood bug and wood pig.
Oh, nice.
You missed the good one.
What's the good one?
From the Armadilly D-Day.
Yeah, this
list.
Is Armadilly D-Day. Okay. I'm stealing it because you didn't say it.
Yeah.
Bed pisser.
It's from the Netherlands or Belgium, and it's pronounced pisser bed.
Pisser bed. Why would they call it that?
I have no clue.
So many of these names I just can't fathom.
Yeah.
Like, why?
And butchy boys makes no sense either.
Yeah, they're not butchers.
But they're boys, obviously.
Bugs are boys.
This
that is true.
Makes sense.
Bugs are boys, insects
except
are girls.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Well, actually... Here's, I'll quickly do some history, which is not really history. Well, it sort of is. I guess it is. I'll do some history. They evolved from isopods in the oceans, and they're actually crustaceans. They're not insects.
That's cool.
So they're way more closely related to
like
shrimps
and
crabs and lobsters.
That makes sense.
Than they are to insects.
That's
they
sick.
They look like the bottom half of a lobster.
They do.
Well, they also look like those freaky isopods in the ocean.
And from back in the day.
Which
what are they
also-
back in the day.
Would be huge.
Yeah, they would be massive.
They're kind of big already.
What do they call those fucking guys from back in the
day? I think it's isopods, aren't they?
No, there's a fucking trilobites.
Trilobites.
You know trilobites?
Yeah. No.
They're like an ancient guy.
Well, one of the other names for an armadillidae is a bench biter.
What? A bench biter.
Bench biter.
That sounds like a slur.
Yeah, that sounds like a slur.
I
don't know
that.
For who.
Yeah. Oh, you
what are those all-purpose
bench biter?
Is that bad to do?
It's not good.
No.
All-purpose slur.
I'm thinking of who it could be a slur for, and then I'm like, well, that's not, I'm not going to say who it could be a slur. What a terrible thing to do.
You say who it's a slur for, you're saying the slur.
I'm inventing a slur now.
Isn't that terrifying? You could just invent a slur.
Oh, yeah.
Any one of us have the power to.
When I was streaming on Twitch, at Hayden, if I ever decide to come back, which I think I will.
Okay, exciting.
There's a guy who's, I can't remember his username, I wouldn't want to say it anyway.
Yeah.
But like, on Urban Dictionary, there was one entry with no votes saying that it was a slur. And then people were like, you've got to change your username. That's a slur. It's like, no, it isn't. Someone said it was one
what
time
was
and no one agreed
oh,
with
you
him.
You don't want to say the username.
Yeah.
It
was
fair
like,
enough,
I can't remember what it was. It was like Dirt Bird or something. Like it was something that like is not. But like one person put it on Urban Dictionary
and like,
had no
done.
Notes, yeah, no yeah. thumbs up.
No citations.
People were like, You got to change. Like, no, dude. Don't give it. That gives it power. If you change it, that makes it a slur.
That means that you could just put a new slur into Urban Dictionary
That's
to ruin
saying.
Your friend's life.
We That's have what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's a scary power we all possess.
Yeah, because there's some sort of legitimacy for some reason to Urban Dictionary. A user-submitted thing that anyone can do where there's no rules.
The crazy thing about Urban Dictionary is it's full of those made-up sex moves.
That was
and
all
in high
it
school,
was.
Everybody would be like, check this out. People are doing this.
Bro, do you know what a Lazy Susan is?
I was like, going to say Lazy
bro,
Susan.
Bro, do you know what an Alaskan pipeline is?
Yeah. I don't think this is happening.
Do you know what a lawnmower is?
Cleveland
no
steamer?
No one's ever doing it. Cleveland steamer people are doing.
Cleveland yeah. steamer sounds fun.
Yeah.
Not the action.
No. It's the way you shit on someone's chest. And then I think maybe roll around
yeah,
in it, or maybe that was something
it.
Added.
But it sounds, it's got a jauntiness to it.
Yeah, that's
it's
fun.
Like, oh, would you like to take a Cleveland steamer? It feels like I'm about to go down river and listen to jazz or something.
I was always, when it said steamer, obviously it's relating to the steam coming off the shit on your chest.
Obviously. Yes.
But I also pictured a steam roller.
Oh, I can see that.
But I think maybe.
I think you actually might be more accurate.
Or is it a steam train?
How is it like a train?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Is it?
I think
a steam powered train?
I think you hit it with steam roller.
Well, what's a steamer? I think
going.
A steamer is not a thing except a turd.
Yeah, no, steamer is a shit.
Or a steamboat.
Yeah.
You can call a
steamboat.
That's what I was thinking. It
a
makes
steamer.
Me think of like a riverboat casino.
On the river.
Yeah.
Oh,
Cleveland
like,
Rivers.
Yeah. Win it big on the steamer.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, take
It'd
a steamer.
It'd be so scary to, not scary, but being on a casino boat.
Mm.
Because like if you're on the boat for a week.
Yeah.
If you win big, how are you stopping yourself? What else are you doing on the boat?
I think maybe that's
By
the point.
The boat.
I think that is the
that's
point.
That's probably.
Yeah.
I think they probably thought about that quite a lot.
That's great. You reckon you could like make enough money to buy the boat
yeah.
and then.
And you were on the casino.
Yeah.
You think you could buy a casino with its own money?
I get enough.
Yeah. I'm winning big.
If I win gigantic,
yeah.
I'm buying that casino.
That's funny because maybe they'd do it because. Like, obviously, they would still have a little bit of money left over.
Yeah.
So they'd be up and they'd just buy another casino.
Exactly. It's kind of genius. Now
by
I
who?
Have a casino that's going to make me heaps
Wait,
of money.
They've got a casino. You've got a casino.
Competing casino.
This is a little glitch. Infinite casinos hack. Sell your casino for half of with the winnings of that casino.
Okay.
And then I think it works. And
yeah.
then you've got two casinos.
Then you're one whole casino up.
Yeah. You're
and
a
then
casino.
You,
yeah.
And then, no, and then you're the big casino. You merge. Double the size of your casino for free.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
God, I'm so smart.
It's all your money anyway.
I'm so smart at casinos. On that note, I've been Hayden.
I've been Cass.
And Jackson, you've been Jackson.
That's true.
Jackson B. Bailey, where
Jackson
the B stands
B. Bailey,
for...
absolutely nothing.
What's your middle name again?
I've asked you this a million times. Lindsay.
Ronald Lindsay.
Yeah. Imagine if I was one of those guys that went by my... Like, if I was Ronald Bailey.
I can't believe you don't go by Jackson R.L. Bailey.
Makes me sound like... I don't like...
R.L. Stein.
That's
yeah,
great.
It makes me sound like R.L. Stein.
It's goosebumpsy.
Yeah, Jackson B. Bailey.
Yeah, it's
that's a
good.
Snazzy name.
It is
what
snazzy.
What initials did you play around with, or was it always B?
It was always B. I don't remember why I did it.
It's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. What if you were J.R.L. Bailey?
Oh, that sounds like I'm saying like Junior L. Bailey.
Junior L. What about that? Junior L. Bailey.
L. Bailey.
Jurel.
I could be a Jurel. I
could be a Jurel.
Honestly,
Jurel.
There are not many people who I could picture as a Jurel, but you are one of them.
It's funny.
Hey, Jurel.
Jurel. Hi, I'm Jurel. It feels like
What's
saying,
that short for? It's Jackson R.L. Bailey.
Jackson Ronald Lindsay. That's good. Joel, and Jurel.
Oh.
Hi, I'm Joel. I'm Joel.
And I'm
Joel.
It's a snazzier name.
It is.
Joel.
Well, if you want to listen to Joel, and Jurel, you can listen to Plumbing the Death Star. You're on Base of Speculation and Thumb Cramps. That's it. On D&D, I guess.
And D&D is for nerds. Yeah, give them a listen. It's good.
It is good.
It's good for you.
It's good stuff. It's funny.
We'll be right back.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.